Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Still just trying to recover from everything that happened on Election Day. You know, more and more news bubbling up throughout the state and across the country about just what a big win it was for Democrats. In Lackawanna County, the commissioners congratulated the Democratic Commissioner-elect Tom Welby. He won pretty handily to fill the former Commissioner Matt McGloin's unexpired term. So it was nice not having any kind of contentiousness there.
For a day or two.
According to the Times Tribune, Brenda Sacco, she's the temporary replacement, joined Bill Gaughan and Chris Shermack in congratulating Welby. Now, we know that previously she expressed hope that she would hold the seat for the remainder of the term. According to the Scranton Times Tribune, she said, "I would also like to thank all those who stepped up to run for a position in yesterday's election and to congratulate those who were victorious, especially my dear friend Tom Welby." She said, "I'd also like to thank county staff and poll workers for all their hard work in supporting the election process." Gaughan lauded Welby, even though he endorsed Capellini. So his comment, "Tom has a long record of public service and a deep understanding of the needs of the people of Lackawanna County. I respect and have always respected his dedication to our community. I look forward to working with him in a professional and collaborative way to move our county forward." So that when will they do the whole swearing in? It should be soon, right?
Yes.
You would think this is not something where it's not like an expiration of a term and it happens in January. This should happen somewhat soon. They have to get the official results.
Something about
usually
today
they have
is
to certify it.
The 6th is jumping out to me because
have to certify the election first. So anyway, we will see how things go. We didn't hear anything about, there's no news after the election results about whether there's any legal fight for Brenda Sacco to stay in this thing, or will she just bow out? It seems like a lot to have given up a state job. But
yeah, if she leaves, it doesn't seem like that's her plan. That couldn't have been her plan.
Well,
it couldn't have been.
She worked for the state, and when they talked to someone from the office she was at, they said the position would be open and she could apply for it. So it's very likely in this short period of time, I'm just guessing that she might be able to go back to that job. Who knows? But anyway, so we at least had some good vibes coming there. What is the message, though, of what happened? Because yesterday, President Donald Trump had a breakfast with senators in the Republican Party. And I'm like just amazed at him talking about, I don't know if you saw this, he talked about delivering an economic miracle. He said, "Our opponents are offering an economic nightmare. We are delivering an economic miracle."
Like present tense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So he wants Republicans to go out and spread the word. He touted an influx of American jobs, the surging stock market. They keep talking about the stock market. There's like 49% of people who do not have a 401k.
It is, to be fair, it is a positive, though, for them.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. But the point is that
it's
that doesn't pay your bills today.
No.
So 51% of people may have money in the stock market. The vast majority of them are people who are not able to touch that money. right now. So that doesn't pay your bills today. And he said America has the greatest economy, but a lot of people don't see that. Yeah, you think?
And that's a huge problem. Trump, if you can acknowledge that, that's huge.
Trump claimed yesterday that, this is the quote, grocery prices are way down. It's like such a disconnect from what is happening. Like, he's literally saying all the wrong things. Just because you think if you say it enough, and you know there are some networks or some people on your side that may repeat the lie, it's not going to be enough to make somebody, when they go to the grocery store, believe otherwise when they see the sticker and the price on it.
He has had messengers who will repeat things I could think of, but I'm seeing it feels like more and more people are going, yeah, but. And the people who are continuing to go, hey, he said it and I see it, and showing pictures of, look at this, this fruit is on sale. It wasn't like this 4 years ago. Like, little examples don't paint an overall picture. And I've seen more people to go, hey, pump the brakes a little bit. He's not being accurate, at least from my experiences. So the messengers are still spreading the message, but people are calling him out now a little bit more.
The majority of Americans say they are spending more on groceries and utilities than they were a year ago. 7 in 10 say grocery costs have gone up. 6 in 10 say their utility costs have gone up. And 6 in 10 blame the president a great deal or a good amount for the current rate of inflation and the rising prices. It is what it is. It's not going to help to tell people in the Republican Party to go out and spread the good economic message.
Yeah, good luck with that if you try.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. People will be like, you know what? You're right. It is cheap. The numbers are bigger, but it's cheap. No, it's I don't get
it. It's a total disconnect. Total disconnect. Anyway, we'd love to hear from you. If you have any thoughts on what had happened, as, you know, the hours and now day plus have gone by since seeing the results of the election. But in areas that even were becoming more Republican, as we know in Luzerne County, still Democrats won big in a county where people flew here from other countries to talk to the people in Luzerne County who changed their affiliation and became more Republican. Did people just stay home? Did Republicans not feel compelled to go out, either because they didn't see Donald Trump's name there, or they just didn't feel like there was anybody there that they believed strongly in?
It was too one-sided for it to be just like a bad set of circumstances. Like, oh, people just didn't show up and they should have. This was a message. You can't take it any other way.
Right.
I've thought of one word. Is it help? Is that what people are saying? Like, help.
Right.
I think
certainly the people on the other side, or people who are not happy with what is happening, people who are not happy with Donald Trump, not happy with Republicans, they said, we feel powerless in a lot of ways, because really it's the Republican show right now. The only power that we have is on Election Day. So obviously a whole heck of a lot more people unhappy showed up than people who might go, oh, I'm satisfied, I'm okay. And look, this happens. Donald Trump, there is a personality that it's almost like a cultish thing for the people who really, really love him. And they will, some of them, walk through fire.
Sure.
They will walk through anything to vote for him. And if he is not on the ballot, they're like, nah, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm not voting. I'm not walking through fire for anybody, any politician. I was thinking about this, too. We've been focusing a lot on, you know, his promises to fix or cut grocery prices and energy bills. But grocery prices on day one, we're going to do that. That was a big thing. Day one. But there's other things, too. Like, sometimes these things that sound good and feel good in the moment then just disappear. You know what popped into my head yesterday? Remember Doge checks?
Right.
Everyone's going to get these $5,000 Doge checks. And I think it went down to about two. And then it went down to, when are they coming? Now they're just forgotten. But that's like those little things that like give you hope and then you pull it away. It's like the cartoon character who's trying to lure the dog with a fishing pole and bacon. like you're an idiot. You're never going to catch it.
Right.
How many times are you going to fall for that promise? you know, or that that.
I don't know. I don't know if anybody believed that, to be honest. I think
I know people did, and they kind of threw it in like my face, and I know they threw it in your face via text. Oh, well, are you going to not take your Doge check? Are you going to give it? Well, there was no Doge check to take, and that why bring it up unless it's going to happen? And things like that, I think, linger with a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, and then you have tariffs. And tariffs have made some things more expensive. It looks like the Supreme Court is pretty skeptical of the emergency power that Trump supposedly is wielding to put these tariffs in place. And they seem very skeptical of it. The question is, what happens with the billions of dollars that have been collected? If this thing is found to be unconstitutional, if they say you cannot do this, that money has to go back. Where does it go back to? That is, a really big question. That's more money that would be owed back from the government. And again, I ask, where have the Republicans been? They literally have allowed President Trump to just, like a bull in a china shop, go through things and destroy or, cut chaos, all this stuff. Then half the time they're scrambling to fix what they did because they didn't think about it ahead of time. In this case, this is first of all, it is a tax on you and I. You pay more for the products when they come in here. It's not being paid anywhere else. So not only has he made it worse by laying off lots of people when you speak of Doge, remember how many people, we don't need these, we don't need that, we don't need this. So you take away people's ability to make money. Then after you do that, you start making them pay more for products. How is any of this helpful at all for the American for the American consumer? How is any of it helpful to have to pay more for products? People lose their jobs.
And and it's interesting too. Like, for personally, I know a lot of people think, "Oh, I just hate him." I couldn't think of anything greater in this world for me to come in a year, like right now, and go, "You know, I was so wrong. I should have voted for him. Everything he said came true." I would love that. Because I'm happy to be wrong if it benefits everybody. I'm not wrong this time. Like, I feel like I'm not. And I think a lot of people are starting to realize, you know, maybe we didn't get what we thought we were going to get. And it's happening fast. And a lot happening. My perspective comes from disappointment and the ability to go, I'm okay if I'm wrong, because it would be good for me.
Well, what happens is, and if people are paying attention, at the same time that things are getting tougher for you and I, whether it's healthcare costs, the grocery prices, the utility prices increasing, right? All of that is bad enough. But then you go and see that he is hawking watches, with his name on it. The kids in the crypto and the money that they're making, the pardons of people that are pretty horrible people. Ghislaine Maxwell having conversations with the DOJ's number two person, and she's moved to a cushier prison. We're hearing P. Diddy might be pardoned pretty soon. January 6th, people who are violent pardoned. And then you've got a ballroom that's being built, a bathroom that's being done, an arch that he's planning. It's completely out of touch with what everybody else is dealing with. It's almost as if, he's in there. It's his playground. This is his world. And we're all just bit players in it. And there's no thought to any of us. The rich all doing their great Gatsby party, all of them whining and dining and having their fun while people are struggling. It's obvious where his priorities are. His priorities are not on you and I. His priorities are on Donald Trump. Looking at a CNBC story just came out this morning, just a few minutes ago. Job cuts in October hit highest level for the month in 22 years. Job cuts for October totaled 153,074. That is a 183% surge from September and a 175% higher than the same month a year ago. It's the highest level for any October since 2003. Companies in the technology sector announced 33,000 plus cuts, nearly six times the level in September. I'm looking at CNBC, and I think a local guy, Jeff Cox, used to be with the Hazleton paper. He's been working doing CNBC News. And like in 2003, a disruptive technology is changing the landscape, says Andy Challenger, workplace expert and chief revenue officer at outplacement firm Challenger, Gray and Christmas. Layoff announcements soared as companies are recalibrating staffing levels during the artificial intelligence boom. This is a sign of potential trouble ahead for the labor market. It is coming, folks. It is here.
If you think about like the assembly line, at some point, someone was like, oh, you know what we're going to do? We're going to build robots, and robots will do the jobs. People lost their jobs. But then those people who made the robots went on to build more robots. Now, these programmers are coming up with these things. So they're designing artificial intelligence. And guess what? It's taking over.
Their own jobs.
Yeah, so it's like the robots are now...
The robots can do their own roboting.
Correct. And then they can also reproduce in some sort of weird technological way that none of us will really understand. So people are getting eliminated from jobs when they probably were in meetings going, this is the future.
Yeah.
And you're not part of it.
Yes.
Every industry is getting hit hard.
Very, very grim report. Like in 2003, a disruptive technology is changing the landscape, says Andy Challenger. At a time when job creation is at its lowest point in years, the optics of announcing layoffs in the fourth quarter are particularly unfavorable. So the report offers a glimpse into the labor market at a time when the government has suspended data gathering and releases during the shutdown. Mm-hmm. Now, payrolls, and look, the Challenger monthly numbers sometimes can be volatile. An accelerated pace of layoffs has yet to show up in state-level weekly jobless claim filings. But the report comes at a time when Federal Reserve officials have expressed concern about a softening labor market. The Challenger reports the highest level of layoffs coming from the technology sector amid a time of restructuring due to AI. And we heard it's coming. We've heard that it is going to be incredibly disruptive in the near future in many different industries.
You know, I mean, I've shown you things. I've been terrified of AI for years, but always for these reasons, like it's going to take over and we won't be able to stop it. Now I'm starting to get to the point where the technology is advancing so fast and it's so good and it's also really fun that I'm afraid that we're going to get to a point where it's going to replace a lot of aspects of our life, and some people won't even know it till it's already happening.
Till it's already done, yeah. It's crazy.
Including jobs like this.
Sure.
We could be replaced tomorrow, and you may not even realize
it. There will come a time where you may hear our voices, and we're not even here.
If I start making more sense, I'm probably AI.
Jason, one time, we should do this just to let people know. There is a way that I could say, here are the stories. Use my voice, Jason's voice. We have a conversation from such and such a standpoint, and it will literally have that ready for you in less than a minute.
You know why I'm scared to do that? Because sometimes these companies go, sure, we'll show you how fun this is. And then they go, we now own your voice.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You click that box. So it is scary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Look, we're going to find out about the fewer flights because government shutdown is now dragging into a second month. And the FAA says that 40 high volume markets will be impacted. They will reduce flights by 10% before the cuts go into effect on Friday. They say they need to keep the airspace safe during the shutdown. This means that there will be hundreds, if not thousands, of flights that could be canceled. They're saying cuts could represent as much as 1,800 flights and maybe 268,000 seats combined. So the one air aviation analytics firm guy said, I'm not aware in my 35-year history in the aviation market where we've had a situation where we're taking these kinds of measures. We are in new territory in terms of government shutdowns. So
it's record setting.
Yeah, it's really a mess. Air traffic controllers working unpaid since, and many other jobs too, since October 1st. Most work mandatory overtime 6 days a week. So there's very little time for any side jobs to try to cover their bills. And the mounting staffing pressures are forcing the agency to act. We can't ignore it. So we'll find out more about which ones, but they do say, you know, major airlines, aviation unions, the broader travel industry, urging Congress to end the shutdown. It is putting a very big strain on the system, and that is going to disrupt travel. And the last thing you would want, obviously, would be that kind of disruption to lead to any loss of life. You're going to lose a lot of money here by cutting down on the amount of traffic that there will be, but that would obviously be the better of what horrible things could possibly happen because of the staffing problems. So that has been announced, and I guess we'll find out more. It's the FAA says it will list the airports where it is reducing flights. But I saw a map and they had some listed, but I guess it is not all official yet. If you're traveling, are you concerned? Because I would be. Nobody wants to, you know, it's bad enough getting on a plane anyway, you know, honestly, going through the whole system and such. But if you think that there are staffing problems or morale is in the toilet.
Yeah, that's not somewhere you want the, like, same thing. Like if you're getting surgery, you wouldn't want to find out the doctors were like, how do I pay my bills?
Right. So how do we get to where we don't have to worry about this? We need the government shutdown to end.
Yeah.
Now the question is, who is going to be the one to compromise? Now, I don't think Democrats have much, you know, they don't have the power.
No.
They really don't. But they also know that millions of people, I mean, estimates are that millions of people will not have health care coverage because of the high costs, because of these Obamacare subsidies lapsing. It could, if they did a 1 year extension, I think that the government would be open within a day.
That seems like the smartest, easiest decision. I think we all thought that right away. If I'm them, like at this point, there's been collateral damage with like SNAP and things like that. I would open it up and then I'd start one of those like incident clocks like they have in factories. Like it's been blank days since an incident. I would call Republicans out if they don't want to negotiate. It's been 1 day since we reopened and they haven't negotiated. It's been 2 days. If they're not going to come to the table, then call them out and make a spectacle of it because nothing's getting done now. If it, you have to make, I don't know, you got to make a splash somehow, do something.
I mean, let's be honest. I believe it would only be helpful to Republicans to advance the Obamacare subsidies. Why do you want to argue against this?
Yes.
Your arguments are so stupid. The fact is that a Rob Bresnahan has as many constituents affected by this as a Democrat congressperson in another district. It's ridiculous. The fact that you would be okay with those kinds of increases on the people in your district is insane. It makes no sense. We don't even see them doing anything to help average everyday people. So why wouldn't you? That's how we could get this thing fixed. That's the outfield, right, Johnny? Oh, yes. Snedeker's a big fan of them. Let's get to the forecast. He's got Storm Tracker 16 forecast for Northeast PA.
Hi, folks, and good Thursday. Joe Snedeker here from NewsWatch 16, your personal meteorologist. Hi, Nancy. Hi, Jason. It's like we know each other, right? So my wife years ago buys these newfangled LED ceiling fans. The problem is whenever the power goes out, the default for them when the power comes back is to just stay on. So they were off. Then we had the power outage last night. And then twice last night, the whole house lights up. And I'm trying to sleep. Least of my problems, right? Anyway, we had the gusty winds yesterday. So that's over. And now we're clearing out to sunshine. It's going to be breezy and cooler today. High temperatures in the 40s to near 50. There might be a sprinkle or a flurry way up north this morning. Interesting, right? But much of the day will be sunny. Make sure you charge up on that sun today, because tomorrow it gets cloudy again, and some showers will move in by evening and night. Tomorrow's high about 55. If you're making plans this weekend, Saturday better than Sunday. Saturday, clouds and sun could hit 60 if we get a little sun on Saturday, and then showers return on Sunday, 55. You heard about it, but I'm going to reinforce the idea. It's coming next week, Monday, Tuesday into Wednesday. A shot of cold air with highs in the 40s and chilly northwest winds, and maybe even our first flurry and wet flakes. Monday, Tuesday of next week. Can you handle the truth? And can you handle LED lights on a ceiling fan that automatically default to on when the power goes off and then returns on? Yes, you can. Make it a good week.
He's got big problems, doesn't he?
If I were him, my advice to the Senators is sell your home.
Yeah, right.
What are you going to do? You have a house with those lights?
Be happy you got power back on. Many, seriously, many people don't. It is 43 degrees at your official weather station, WILK. So the Lackawanna County District Attorney's Office is investigating some ballot tampering that is alleged to have happened at a West Scranton voting precinct. This thing was going viral on social media. Whenever stuff does, I'm always like, did this really happen?
That's what I thought. Didn't bring it up. Thought it was so ridiculous it couldn't be real.
District Attorney Brian Gallagher said a judge of elections who wanted to get elected to the job wrote her name on ballots under the section for the judge office and handed them to voters. Now, the circle next to her name was not filled in. According to the DA, writing a name on a ballot is certainly inappropriate. And now we have a criminal investigation into the matter. Clearly a violation. Hopefully we'll get to the bottom of it quickly and swiftly. So they want to find out, first of all, how many ballots were filled out that way. They say they didn't know that at that point in time.
And there was no candidate in that section, I believe.
No,
it was just blank.
This is a woman who supposedly has been doing the job, is the judge of election, didn't register in time to get her name on the ballot. I mean, you got to know better than that.
I missed the deadline. I don't know why I'm making her sound like that. You're missing the deadline and just writing your name in
is so crazy.
I understand your dilemma, but that's not how you go about it.
And this is why these things get caught pretty quickly, right? They get caught quickly because it's just so dumb. It's so obvious.
The only thing worse would be if people showed up, you gave their name, and she goes, oh, I already voted for you.
I mean, what's really just that so ironic happen. About this thing is it's for the position of the judge of elections who take an oath and who are the ones who are there to prevent fraud, deceit, or abuse. So they also have to make sure that things are accurately tabulated. They open and close the polls, the paperwork that's required.
What would this be comparable to if what gets you caught, gets you in trouble, is the one thing that clearly puts a spotlight on why you shouldn't have been doing that job in the first place?
God.
Would it be like being like a surgeon that specializes in lung cancer, but you're a heavy smoker? Right, like, I don't know what it would be. It just seems like that person, if anybody, should have known better.
Right. Well, it's like someone who is a law enforcement officer breaking the law.
That's a much easier
much what it is.
Than my lung cancer surgeon thing. But yeah, you're right. I get you.
It's so crazy. There's something really interesting in Paris that is being done, and it has to do with burial. There is not a lot of burial plots left in the city of Paris, but they have a very famous cemetery, Père Lachaise. It has the final rest. It is the final resting place of some of history and pop culture's biggest names. Jim Morrison of The Doors, writer Oscar Wilde, Marcel Marceau, Chopin. What's her name? Edith Piaf. People go there. It's like a pilgrimage. I have been there. I went to the Jim Morrison grave, and you'll see bottles of wine. They'll see beer. You'll see like all this stuff.
Like he was there himself.
They are doing a lottery in Paris, because in Paris, you and your family, not you, because if you're dead, your family is responsible for the upkeep on your grave. And there have been a number of tombstones there that are in horrible disrepair, and people have either families are gone and people are not taking care of them. So they are doing a lottery where you could end up being buried near Jim Morrison or Oscar Wilde or others, right? But, you know, they had so many people interested, they were going to sell these. So they're going to do a lottery. There are 30 gravestones in disrepair. Can be bought for 4,000 euro, which is about $4,500 here. But if you win the lottery, you must restore the monuments and then buy the burial plot next to the headstone that is restored. They said they have had such overwhelming demand for this that they will do this as a lottery. People can get in the lottery and they will draw the winners in January. So it's wild. But they have a lot of these have become abandoned over time. So they want it to be taken care of. And they know because there's so few in Paris available.
Yeah.
People are scrambling to get these.
So you want like a famous resting place.
You're not getting the famous resting place. You're just near it.
But you also have to do it, become a landscaper. And
you
rebuild.
You have to have that monument repaired. It has to look good. And then you buy the plot right next to it. They will give you room next to it then for your plot to be.
So I don't think this is applicable, but it sounds like a pyramid scheme. I don't know what it is. It's not bad. It's just like, you can have this, but you have to do this, this, and this.
Right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.